2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. A few clouds, blue sky. It's 91 degrees. KSL's top story, Harriman High School is preparing for the nation's first high school football game tonight. They're going to host Davis High. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson now with how the Jordan School District is preparing for this.
Normally, the stadium at Harriman High School can hold 4,000 fans, but for this game, only 900 are allowed.
700 on the home side and 200 on the away side.
Jordan School District spokesperson Sandy Riesgraf says the tickets were pre-sold and everyone had to sign an agreement saying they'd wear a mask and social distance. And they know where everyone is seated so the state can contact trace if they have to. There won't be any marching bands, a limited number of cheerleaders, but Riesgraf says having the game go on was important to the students.
At least we did get to have some fans in the stands again and we get to have players on the field.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
This after we found out yesterday the game between Bingham and Weber High Schools has been canceled because three Bingham players tested positive days before the Lone Peak High School girls varsity and JV soccer teams had to quarantine after a positive test on their team. Governor Herbert says he was concerned to learn about those three Bingham High School players testing positive.
Again, I know we love our sports, and I'm certainly one of those that's a big fan, but we want to make sure we do it in such a way that it's safe.
Health officials are meeting with the High School Activities Association to make sure school athletic programs are dealing with COVID-19 in the right way. Meantime, BYU football has added a fourth game to its schedule this fall. The Cougs will face the Troy Trojans September 26th. Troy, you're wondering, Troy. They're part of the Sun Belt Conference. It's an Alabama college, and at this point, they're still planning to play a full season this fall. BYU has never played them before. KSL News Time 302, why there's a drop in demand for COVID-19 tests. Todd Fuchs is here with the story.
Jeff, the state says it's seeing fewer people show up for testing, and it could be that there are fewer people with symptoms. The 7-day average rate of positive tests is just above 8.5% now, so fewer than 1 out of 10 people tested get a positive result. The Utah Department of Health reporting 334 new cases this afternoon and 2 additional deaths. The State Department of Workforce Services is out with its latest unemployment report. In KSL News Radio, John Wojcik reports new claims and continued claims are both going down.
In fact, it's the fourth straight week where those numbers have declined. Director Kevin Burt says over 4,800 new claims were filed last week, which is compared to around 6,000 the week prior.
About 73,000 continued claims were filed last week, and the state paid just over $30.5 million in benefits. President Trump says he doesn't want to give more money to the U.S. Postal Service because Democrats want it to expand mail-in voting. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The president says Democrats want the USPS funding as part of the latest coronavirus relief package.
Two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting. Now, if we don't make a deal, that means they don't get the money. That means they can't have universal mail-in voting. They just can't have it.
Joe Biden's campaign quick to react, saying he's sabotaging a crucial lifeline and characterizing it as an act of voter suppression. The Postmaster General has claimed that recent cost-saving reforms at the Postal Service will not impede the delivery of ballots. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And the president's opposition to funding for the mail could be setting up a legal fight over the November elections. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Democrats say the president is opposing the funding to hinder absentee voting in the middle of a pandemic. And for some reason, we're not hearing that. But after meeting with postal officials today, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said everyone should call the White House to ask the administration to fully support the post office. Congress will be on break now until after Labor Day, that meaning that there will be no bill passed on a new coronavirus relief package until after Labor Day. President Trump is getting the credit for Israel normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to halt the annexation of parts of the West Bank as part of the deal announced today. Now, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations calls it a huge win. And Mother Nature is giving firefighters a break in Los Angeles. Unusual tropical moisture moved in, causing the raging flames of a 10,000-acre wildfire to quickly calm down. But L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says that won't last long with a week-long heat wave moving in with temperatures above 107 degrees. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. Also at the White House today, senior advisor Jared Kushner talked about the Mideast agreement the president announced earlier. Kushner also talked about his hang time with Kanye West.
We both happened to be in Colorado, and so we got together and we had a great discussion about a lot of things. He has some great ideas for what he'd like to see happen in the country, and that's why he has the candidacy that he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Kushner said the chat was more general policy than about a presidential campaign. KSL News Time is 3:05.
Does that strike you as mildly bizarre, Todd? I mean, really, Kanye?
Mild is a mild word.
Okay. Ricky, what's happening on the roads?
We already have traffic filling in and slowing down for Davis County drivers. This is northbound I-15 from Layton Hills Mall up to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, no surprise there. Coming up, blue jeans that protect you from COVID-19. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL News Radio.
Been 40 days since I don't know when.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.